It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everybody, we're Steel Yams. We're a little student group on campus. Yeah, we like to jam. Dion's fist pumping. We're here with WRCT Pittsburgh. Woo! Woohoo! This is so exciting. Yeah, John is very excited. So we're gonna play a little Cleo Soul jam song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cleo Soul, but she makes really good neo soul slash like folky, very like earthy girl vibes. Yeah, and we don't have our singer with us today, so Dion's gonna take lead, and then we kind of just jam over the rest of the song. It's very freeform, so it will not sound like the beginning at all, but that's okay, because that's lucky what we do, because we have ADHD, we just get bored. Okay, take it away, David. Thank you. that was, started off as Cleo Soul, and then it ended in a song that Dion wrote. He has his best visions at night, I believe, is when he wrote it, and then we played it one time. We only practiced that one time, at least the second part, so it was mostly free form. But yeah, a little process of how we jam. We'll start with a groove, and then, at least from my perspective as a drummer, I listen for when David changes his bass line, and then I try to make a groove that fits better with whatever bass line he's doing. And then typically Dion will be in control of like the chord progressions and where we're going. John always has got like a lick up his sleeve. I feel like he's got the licks, a nice little rhythm guitarist. But you'll hear him solo more. But definitely David and Dion definitely soloed the most in that song. And the type of groove we were doing was Dilla. I don't know if you know Jay Dilla. He's a famous producer. And he came up with that swing. It's like a quintuplet. So it's like I'm playing in like a swinged, it'd be like I'm playing five notes instead of four in a typical bar. And it sounds cool over everything else. And it sounds cool in like a more hip hop-ish groove. So yeah, now we're going to do, what are we going to do? We're just gonna do some jazz, I guess. We're gonna do a song. This is a song that Dion and I wrote. It has different time signatures, so it starts in 4, and then it goes to 5/4, and then it goes to 6/4, and then it goes back into 4/4. So you will hear that. If it sounds, the one isn't right where it's supposed to be, that's why. Yeah, it's a good time. This is, there's no name for the song. It's just like wacky song or whatever. Okay. Thank you. That was fun. We actually literally played that song once for Battle of the Bands and then never played it again. So that was your first, that was our first time playing it in a minute. But it was fun. It sounded fun. We have an Instagram. It's steel.yams, and there's like with a Z. Okay, steel.yams with a Z. Yeah, and you'll see an AI generated picture of a potato, and that's the yam. It's
we changed it.
Never mind. There's a different picture. Just forget that I said that. Just
it's a drawing.
Oh yeah, somebody drew us. It's that, which is way cooler anyways. Let's just move on. So now we're going to do... Yeah, okay. We're gonna bring it back to the mid-2000s with a song by Childish Gambino called Redbone. Thank you. That was Redbone by Childish Gambino. And then Keys took a solo by Dion. And then John took a solo on the guitar. And then David made it nice and funky with the bass. Yeah. So now we're going to play a song by Stevie Wonder. Yeah, we actually played it yesterday for Earth Day. Shout out Earth Day. Help the planet. If you feel like it. yeah. So yeah, this is by Stevie Wonder. It's Isn't She Lovely? Yeah, right? Isn't She Lovely? It's a chill song. It's nice and swung. It's like a nice little shuffle. I think he wrote this about his daughter. We don't have children, thank God. I don't think y'all have children, do you? Yeah, so we're chilling. Yeah. And yeah, again, we're still yams. Follow our Instagram, steel.yams with a Z on Instagram. Oh, we have an Instagram. You know. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, here's, are you guys ready? I was just rambling for a second because they were getting ready. Okay, let's go. Cool. Yeah. A little bit info on IMO. We met, our band met at IMO jam session at the beginning of the semester. So we only had a semester to play together. What does it stand for? Yeah, okay. So IMO is Independent Musician Organization, which basically means that students not necessarily affiliated with like a jazz band or music majors or part of like music clubs on campus still have a space to play music and express themselves. It's been really cool. They have a lot of cool events. The last thing that just happened was hack a song. And then before that, they had, we played at Carnival, and we also played at Mr. Roboto, which was a pretty cool place, cool vibes. Yeah, and then we met, we like jammed together for the Battle of the Bands, and that was really cool. It was cool to meet all the other bands too and see like which groups have come together, especially like on a Saturday when we have jams, you kind of just mix with everybody, so it's cool to see which bands like formed like a solid thing and hear different music styles. Yeah, and it's a really cool experience. I know for me, it's been fun to see and like learn other bands' songs. So then when I come and support, we can like sing each other's songs now, and that's really fun. Yeah, so that's a little bit about IMO. Yeah, we're gonna play two more songs. Yeah, okay, so we're gonna do one last little funky jam for you, and then we're gonna finish with our big banger of a song that Dion wrote. Yeah, so we're gonna just funk it up, I guess. I'll explain a little bit of what's happening right now. Dion and John are figuring out chords and stuff like that, and yeah, then we'll figure out a time, what tempo we wanna do it. Okay, Dion's just gonna start playing, so. We'll be right back. that was our little funky jam. Yeah. Now we're going to play a Dion song. We typically have words to it, but it doesn't matter because it's a vibe and you just sing what's in your heart. Okay. We're Steel Yams. Thank you, WRCT, for having us. It's been a pleasure. It's been really fun. It's been a great experience. Yeah, and have a good night.
To pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Bank.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Kennedy's wrapping up a set of fast-paced rock and roll here on the Viva La Mach radio show, Chemical Warfare. Went back to Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables album for that little ditty. Speaking of ditties, one of my favorite soundtracks of the 1980s, the Repo Man soundtrack, gave us Coup d'Etat, courtesy of the Circle Jerks. Played some Dead Milkmen in there. Went back to Eat Your Paisley for 6 days. And Gibby Haynes of the Butthole Surfers teamed up with Jack White to put out an EP. That was them doing their cover of Adrenaline OD's Paul's Not Home. Because all summer, Paul wasn't home. He was hiding from the virus. He still hides from the virus. I'm actually still hiding from the virus, and I will hide all I can until some sort of solution is accomplished. Let's start the entire set with Squirt Gun doing their version of the theme song to Welcome Back, Kotter. It's just called Welcome Back, which is what so many of the emails I got. Thank you so much for welcoming me back to the airwaves here on a Friday night here in WRCT. What else should I tell you? I don't know. I get confused. I should tell you that Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice. It's made fresh daily with real fruit, and it's available in over 80 flavors. You can visit Rita's at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the Pitt campus. For more information, you can go to their website at ritasice.com. I've been telling you a lot of fun facts about today, October 23rd in history, that I can relate to playing music. It sometimes inspires the songs I'm going to play. Would you believe, and this is where you put on your grandpa pants, would you believe it was 22 years ago today that Britney Spears released her first album?
Baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
Yeah, it was this song.
That something wasn't right here.
To an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Grazie tante per il poco che mi dai, ma ancora più grazie per il meno che mi aspetta. Che tanto, ma tanto per il quanto che ti do. Grazie tante per il poco che mi dai, ma ancora più grazie per il meno che mi aspetta.